You're much too kind-hearted to our enemies, Commander. Dare I ask, are you becoming soft?
What you suggest is inhumane to the foulest degree. You expect me to approve of your madness?
Madness? It's only what our foes deserve. They came under the cover of night and burnt down acres of farmland. Oh, but wait. You haven't seen the damage they've caused, have you? You were too busy signing peace with the East Kingdom to care for your countrymen.
Hold your tongue, Spymaster, or I will sever it myself and feed it to the hawks in the aviary. I serve the will of the Crown, and if it demands my presence in the East, that is where my attention will go. No amount of posturing from you will sway my loyalty to the word of our Majesty.
Always the dutiful right hand. Too bad such obedience blinds you from the true pain of the people you are sworn to truly serve.
Like you're one to speak of true pain. Your proposals of war only make it too clear how much you wish to see people bleed.
And we circle back to our enemies deserving such savagery. They'll never listen to reason nor extend a hand of peace, so they must be forced to kneel. By any means necessary.
You would make them bend the knee with them screaming for mercy.
And is that a problem? They'll still be on their knee.
You vile!
Ah, good day to you, my Imperial Majesty. I trust you'll find our commander's return from the East most reassuring. No, he just arrived this morning.
Yes, Your Majesty. Thank you for your kind welcome back. The peace talks went smoothly, and we're now in alliance with Queen Jasmina and her people. There was no interference during my return here. It was an uneventful journey.
Yes, yes. He even brought gifts! They've already been inspected and await you in the audience chambers. But I do believe we must let this meeting take precedence over trinkets from previously hostile lands, yes?
Yes. We must discuss how we're to handle our foes to the south. Lord Midian will not be silent for long, and his forces grow with each day that passes. We cannot risk it growing to a size that we cannot handle. If we're able to somehow force him to yield, then we may yet win this war before more blood can be spilled.
I do agree with the commander. To some extent, anyway. My scouts have already assessed our southern foes and have returned quite a lot of valuable information. Oh, they found quite a bit, including the true size of their forces.
It can't be more than what's been rumored, correct? That would be impossible.
Oh, quite the opposite. You see, Lord Midian likes to flaunt what he doesn't actually have. What we expect to be a full army of trained soldiers and warriors is actually just a flock of unintelligent drafted citizens and witless mercenaries, all hoping to get some glory in the field after the war ends.
You're telling me that Lord Midian drove back the Western Kingdom, one of the biggest threats in this war, with an army of knaves and civilians?
Give people enough motivation, and you could make the farmer's skill for butchery a perfect tool for battle. A warrior's skill is no doubt the best investment in the protection of land, but anger resides in every soul, Commander.
If this information is indeed true, then this now puts us in a very precarious position.
What do you mean? We can overpower them very easily now that we know what we're dealing with on the field.
No. It's not that simple. Yes, Your Majesty. I have one major concern. If we go to battle against this makeshift army, what would that make us?
Defenders against chaotic invaders who have nothing left to lose?
Or slaughterers of innocent folk who were forced to fight in the name of their lord?
They can very easily lower their weapons and surrender.
I cannot speak for the mercenaries, but if the people who were drafted to fight are doing so under duress, it may not be that simple.
Your Majesty, he may speak in some form of truth, but showing weakness will only open the door for them to strike us when we least expect it. May I remind you that Lord Midian is a manipulative snake who seized his throne through underhanded means?
And you believe his people are the same?
They allow him to rule, so they must be. Am I not wrong, Your Majesty? After all, while the crown will always carry respect, the people will always hold the gavel over those they allow to rule over them. Forgive me for being blunt, Your Majesty.
The way you worded that is borderline treasonous. But it is rooted in fact. We would be foolish to ignore that. Despite this, can we truly be content with the murder of innocent people? As they are drafted, it is not a willing enrollment to war.
They lose their innocence when they step on the field instead of running for the hills. They know they may die, so there are no qualms in fighting against them.
Your Majesty! Do you understand the issue now? There may be those who appeal to the left hand's words, but we cannot simply think in black and white and assume all will agree.
How are we to proceed if we wish to not harm the innocent? Your Majesty, surely you jest.
You heard them quite clearly, Spymaster. They proclaimed if, not that we are to deem the drafted to be innocent. We cannot sit here squabbling over the semantics, so we must find a way to end this conflict as if the army is half-forced.
Well then, when you put it that way, it's quite simple. We weaken them enough to force their surrender. I will happily explain myself, Your Majesty. As we know, the Southern Kingdom rests along the Salt Coast.
Correct. Nothing lives within those waters, so their people rely on farming and trade to maintain their economy.
Precisely. Trade is the key here. What do I mean? Your Majesty. Well, as the South relies on the good nature of their allies to ensure enough commerce comes in, what if we were to halt their supply?
Render their entire kingdom to desperation?
Trade is one of two options their kingdom has to keep themselves from being seen as vulnerable, Commander. Let's not make me the devil just yet.
How would we even accomplish this?
We simply station small factions on the roads leading to the south. No trade can avoid our borders, so it would be an easy enough task.
So they do what? Destroy or steal exports being delivered? By destroying them, we waste resources. But by stealing them, we show ourselves no better than thieves when this war ends.
There is a third option, but if you are already hesitant to see my point of view on this idea, then there is little need to bring it up. Well, Your Majesty, this third option will allow exports to enter the South with a few changes to their manifests.
Do not tell me you mean to poison their food deliveries.
Then I shall not. But I will not deny it nonetheless.
You are beyond demonic! Your Majesty, the strategy is madness. And I'm sure you know this as well.
We're in war, Commander. We're not here to play nice with those who threaten our lives.
But we also must bear the consequences of what happens during this war after it ends. Do you not think of what will occur if we do this and word gets out? No kingdom will trust what we trade with them, and we'll be hard-pressed to recover being a trustworthy ally.
I'm certain the other kingdoms will understand such actions during time of duress.
You underestimate common sense. Your Majesty, allow me to make this issue one we can solve swiftly and without much bloodshed.
Commander, what could you possibly do to promise such light results? There's no peace to be made with Lord Midian.
I do not plan to offer peace to a man who won't consider it. I plan to make them obey the law of surrender.
That old code of war! Do you seriously believe that Lord Midian, an usurper, mind you, will actually care to honor such an outdated practice?
I will explain, Your Majesty. The law of surrender was agreed to decades ago by all five kingdoms on this land. It was made to keep the damage and bloodshed to a minimum should war come to pass.
Oh, it's been so helpful thus far in mitigating the lives lost in this war.
Regardless, the agreement states that a champion from two opposing kingdoms may represent their states and fight to resolve their conflicts one-on-one instead of allowing more people to be killed in battle. It was made with the people in mind.
Did he mention it was a fight to the death? One of the champions has to die at the end. A symbol of dominance or some nonsense like that.
Yes, Your Majesty. It is true. Should you call for it, then a fight to the death would be commanded between a champion of our kingdom and theirs. All kingdoms would witness it and acknowledge the result.
It's a weak call.
But one we should consider. Your Majesty, you have the authority to make this call and demand the law of surrender against Lord Midian. He would have no choice but to answer it, as his allies in the north are steadfast defenders of it.
They were the ones who introduced it years ago.
As such, Lord Midian would be forced to choose a champion and bring them forth. And if you allow it, Your Majesty, I would submit myself to being your champion for this battle.
You're a goddamn fool, Commander.
Better a fool than a madman.
Your suggestion relies on the other kingdom actually bending to the law of surrender. For all you know, the other kingdoms could oppose it.
The only kingdom's approval it needs is from the north. They were the ones to establish it at all, and they are the South's only allies. Do you think I'm a fool for placing faith in their adherence to what they themselves put forth?
It is a risk that is far too great to take seriously. Even if the North Kingdom agrees, the others may not, rendering your effort worthless. There is zero point to bringing it forth.
That is up for our Majesty to decide. Forgive us, Your Majesty. We overstepped.
Yes, please forgive us. We are both just passionate in wanting this war to end sooner rather than prolong it further.
We are your right and left hands. We will always disagree with points, but you are our Imperial Majesty. What either of us say will not hold any weight unless you decree it so.
Our duties are to offer guidance and suggestions, nothing more. If you do not wish to hear us bicker, then we will do our best to keep our squabbles private. No? I do not understand what you wish from us.
Your Majesty, I believe I understand what you desire from us. You wish for peace in this war room and beyond it.
Peace? With you? I can tolerate you, but I do not see the benefit from your friendship, Commander.
If we are being candid, then I hold no respect for you in return, Spymaster. However, Our Majesty demands at least order, and we cannot achieve that if we continue to aim for each other's throats.
For once, I will agree. I do not wish to break bread with you, but I will hold my tongue farther into my mouth for things I don't approve about you.
If you can keep your word on that, then I may happily keep my thoughts to myself regarding how I see your ethics.
Ethics are a matter of opinion. But I can agree to that if the result is as you describe.
Truly? And we shall shake hands on it.
Oh, you are absolutely childish. Your Majesty, must I?
Your words, Spymaster, will only be honored in an agreement of shaking hands in front of Our Majesty.
Ugh. Do not regret your words, Commander. I do not plan to cease being the cause of your internal moral conflict.
And I plan to continue being a voice of reason, but with a better vocabulary to be polite.
Very well. Your hope is sound, and there is a chance we can end this your way, but there is a large risk we must consider with demanding the law of surrender.
While I may not agree with poisoning innocent people, I can see the benefit of at least halting supplies to the south to prevent them from growing larger.
It seems we can be cordial with one another. Is that difficult, Your Majesty? You have quite the sense of humor to laugh during such an important meeting.
Our Majesty is well loved for their personal softness. It is almost enviable.
Yes, yes. Let's not flatter Our Majesty any more than we already have. We've agreed to hold our teeth back, but we still must determine how to move forward. Do we starve the South, or do we challenge them to single combat?
Your Majesty, you've heard both sides. What do you think? After this, we may head to the audience chamber, and you may enjoy what Queen Jasmina bade me to bring to you.
I'm quite curious about what she gave us.
We await your command, Your Majesty.